I want to preach this morning, if God help us, out of Revelation 21, Revelation chapter 21, and we do thank God this morning. Revelation chapter number 21, the Bible says in Revelation 21 and verse number 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them." Well, that right there, we could just shout all the way to the house. Amen. "And be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God be my help, on this thought. God don't do patches. God don't do patches. As we look in the Word of God, Brother Junior, He tells us over there in the beginning of the book of Genesis that God began a creation, and what God had done, He said, was good. I want to say everything that God does this day is good. There's nothing that God does that ain't good. There's nothing God does that ain't for your benefit, that ain't for my benefit. I'm glad I've got a God that looks down on me. He realizes who I am. He realizes what I need. And He's there to meet that need. And when I call upon Him, He's always there. Praise God. It don't matter the time of the day or the hour at night. Praise God. God's always the same. He's our Heavenly Father. He's listening to hear from His little children. I'm glad of that today, ain't you? I'm glad I've got a Heavenly Father. I'm glad I've got someone. Praise God, that there's a listen to me. Now, I know there's a whole lot of folks that probably don't want to hear from me. Amen. Maybe folks this morning sitting in under the sound of my voice would rather not hear me. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's always ready and willing to hear me. He likes it when I talk to Him. But you know what I like better? I like it when He talks to me. You said, "Preacher, does God talk to you?" Yeah, the volume of the book, it's written, praise God, and it's written to me. I will say glory to God this morning, young'uns. I've got a love letter from the portals of glory. Have you got your King James Bible? You got one too. Praise God, it's something. Praise God, we ought to hold near and dear to our hearts, because in it and in the bindings of this book, God Almighty has made us a promise. Praise God, He's a God that does good unto His people. Amen. Exceeding great and precious promises we have in the volume of the book. Amen. God gives us those things that helps us, because God don't do patches. Amen. God makes everything that He does good. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of times that we think maybe God's a patching, and we hear that all the time. I talk with people, and sometimes reference, the preacher said, if God could just patch us up for us. See, that's what's the matter with churches today. We don't have a high enough expectation of a holy God. And a God don't do patchwork. What God does, praise God, He does good. And He does it for keeps. When we trust the Lord and He asks Him to help us, praise God, He don't come along and just patch you up. Praise God, He makes all things new. Amen. We take it for granted. Sometimes I wonder if we really believe that He is the God of the universe. The same God that casts the stars off His fingertips and puts them in place is the same God that's watching over me and you. The same God that has you on His mind all the time. Amen. Now, you may forget to remember Him, but ain't you glad He don't ever forget to remember you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're always on His mind. Praise the Lord. So when we begin to realize that what took over, you know what happened over there in the garden? Man messed up. Man created God created a beautiful garden and a beautiful place. And He made man in the likeness of an image of a holy God that we might commune with Him. And He placed man in His garden. Praise God. What a blessing it was. But I want to say man messed up. You know what God could have done? He could have come along and He could put some patches on it. One here and one there. But praise God, God don't do that. Praise God, He comes along and He sent His only begotten Son, praise God, that through Him we might be made new. Amen. 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 Praise His holy name. If we forget about the past and realize, praise God, you know what the devil does? Devil's good at taking us back to our past. You remember what you did? Yeah, I do. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God, has washed me in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say today, that's in my past. Praise God, that's history. That's done and gone. I'm a child of the King, trusting in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. The devil tried to take you back, get you discouraged, get you downtrodden. Hey, amen, but what we need to do, Brother Jeff, we need to just forget about our past. Over in Isaiah chapter 43, the Bible says this in verse number 18. He says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Amen. Sometimes we got to forget about those things in the past. Forget about the old things that we done in this old human flesh in which we live. This old temple of clay. Praise God, just realize that we blood bought. We belong to Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name and forget about the past. Hey, praise God, put it in the past and forget about it. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 19, He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. Praise God. I want to say God said, He said, I'll not just paint it over. He said, I'll not patch it up. He said, but I'll make all things new. Praise His holy name. I'm glad I've got a God that's able to renew and make new. Amen. Amen. When I was a kid, I think I've told this story before. When I was a kid, I had an old 20-inch bicycle. And I run that thing. See, back when I was a kid, we actually rode bicycles. Amen. We didn't have video games and thumb games. Now young'uns just run their thumbs. Amen. Got young as the day growing up, and they don't have calluses on their hands, but they got them on their thumbs. But when I was a young'un, praise God, we had bicycles. And I had an old 20-inch bicycle, and I'd run that thing, and boy, I put her through the test, and I run it through obstacles. I set up jumps, and I had me a time on that thing. But every now and then, Brother Orville, it'd let me down. It'd lay down on me. I'd get a flat tire, and it wouldn't go nowhere. So what I'd do, I'd go down there, and I'd get me a patch, and I'd put a patch on it. And now back then, when I was just a little boy, you could go down there to True Value Hardware Store, Brother Bill, and you could get a box of them patches. Amen. Come in a little old tub. You remember that? And you take that tube out and you could scratch that thing up there with that roughener. Amen. Praise God. And you could take that glue and put it on there and you could slap that patch on there and that place right there wouldn't let you down no more. See, we could put our trust in a patch, praise God. But amen, you don't know whether it'll hold or not. Because just about the time you think you got it, praise God, it'd blow out somewhere else. Amen. Now I could get those patches for about 75 cents back in. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why didn't you just get you a new tube and put in that thing? See, I wasn't rich like you are. A tube cost about $2.50. And I didn't have $2.50. My allowance was $1 a week. Now, for that $1 a week, they expected you to do your chores. Now, I'm just adding this. This is, praise God, this is extra. Don't cost you a thing. For $1 a week, you was expected to do your chores. You had to keep your bed made. You had to keep your room clean. You had to help out in the yard, whatever, in the garden. Amen. Hey, it was expected of you because you sat at the table too. Amen. Praise Lord. Don't quit quiet on me, praise God, or I'll think you don't count. Amen. Praise God, it was expected. So we got that patching, the two patching kit, praise God. And it was there, I could use it for a while. Because it wouldn't be too long down the road, praise God, till I'd have a blowout somewhere else. I'd run through a thicket and a briar would get in there. You'd take that tube out and you'd put that thing in a tub of water with a little air in it to see where that fizz and come out. And that's where you see where you was a losing air. So that's what God has to do with sometimes. I think he put us in the waters to see where we're leaking. Amen. The water of his word, praise God, it submerges us and shows us where we need to be patched up, where we need to be made new. But I'm glad, praise God, God don't just take one of them old patches and put on us. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty, he don't spare no expense. Praise God, he's got it all. And what he does, he just puts a new tube in it. Amen. That's God we serve today, praise God. God of heaven, if we'll put our past behind us and trust in the Lord today, praise God, he makes all things new because he don't do patches. Bless his holy name. But see, I couldn't afford a new tube. I mean, all I could afford is patches because I was limited in my financial situation. But I want to say today, I serve a God, we serve a God that's not limited in his financial situation. Amen. We serve a God today, praise God, that has it all. And when we put our faith and trust in him, praise God, he makes the difference in our lives, your mind. Amen. You don't have to run around this world on patches, praise God. God doesn't call you, praise the Lord, so he can patch you up. Amen. God never intended you to be covered head to toe with patches. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God called you, praise God, that he might make you new in Jesus Christ our Lord. Change you from the inside out. The change that takes place. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. He talks about that newness that God gives us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. I hope everybody sitting in the sound of my voice this morning is a person in Christ. I hope you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. And if you are, praise God, God's doing a work in your life. Do you know that? Praise his holy name. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Now, he didn't say old things might be, old things could be. He said old things are passed away. As Isaiah said, they prayed God, those old things are a thing of the past. Amen. Praise God. Listen, Brother Chris, I don't go where I used to go. I don't do what I used to do. I don't say the things I used to say. Amen. You say, preacher, what changed? Praise God. God took that old man and he made a new man out of me. I praise God. I'm glad. I'm serving a risen Savior. He lives in my heart today. He goes with me, praise God, everywhere I go. And he leads me and guides me. He loves me and he corrects me, praise God. He's making me new. Amen. For his glory. Said, old things are passed away. Behold, pay attention. Listen to what God's saying. All things are become new. He said those old things, praise God, are caused to be new. You know what caused that? God Almighty. When he moved into our hearts and he took up his abode, praise God, he made us new from the inside out. We're a work, praise God, a newness. And God's a work in every day and every fiber of our being. And we are just shouting out, give him glory every minute, every day, every second, praise God, because what God Almighty is doing in me and you. The hope, the help, and the confidence that we have. Not in us, not in me, not in you, but in the Lord Jesus Christ because of what he's already done. Praise God. Not the fleshly part of man, But that spiritual part of man. Amen. The flesh is the flesh, and the spirit is the spirit. Now this old flesh of ours, it's tainted. Amen. It's corrupt. It's out to do anything. Amen. Now you may be super saint. You may say here, you say, "My preacher, I keep my body in subjection." Amen. Good for you. Bless your heart. But I need God Almighty to help me. Amen. I don't need a patch put on my life, but I need to be made new from the inside out. People behold of my life. I don't want it to see Jeff Massey, but I want them to see Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the God of glory that lives in my soul. The one that makes a difference in my life. The Bible says, Paul said, they are become new. They're caused to be by the work of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. It's not anything that I could do, but it's God that done things in me for His glory. He's a working in us today, a work, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. He's making a place, and He's making a people for that place. And I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. It seems like we're getting closer to home, even though it seems like there's a falling away. But yet there's a growing, Brother Robert, there's a growing closer of people that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing. It seems like there's something in the horizon, just right over yonder, and we can see it in our spiritual eye. Praise God, it's looking better and better and sweeter every day. Amen. I was talking last night, me and my wife got to go to Israel a few years ago. Boy, what a blessing. If you ever got to go, you ought to go. Amen. But we got to go there, and we was down at the Dead Sea. We hadn't been to Jerusalem yet. But we come up out of Jerusalem from the Dead Sea in that big old bus. And as you climb up into Jerusalem, you know, no matter, glory, hallelujah. You know, no matter which way you go to get to Jerusalem, you have to go up. Amen? If you come, no matter whether you come, praise God, from north or south or east or west, praise God, you got to climb. Amen? Praise God. But as we were going up there, before you get to Jerusalem, Brother Oral, there's a big old long tunnel that you got to go through. Amen. We was coming up here. We was excited. We'd seen the marvelous hand of God. We'd seen the places of God. We'd seen the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. We took our old King James Bible, and we took it from a book that's black and white, and we learned to see it in color. Amen. And God began to bring us up through there, brought us through that tunnel. And we come through that tunnel, praise God. And when we come out on the other side, you can begin to see light just a little ways ahead. And that light got to be bigger and brighter. And all of a sudden we come out of there, out of that tunnel, praise God, overlooking the city of Jerusalem. Praise be to God. Hey, with some shouting going up. Hey, some praises going up. Glory, hallelujahs all over the place. Holy Ghost goosebumps running up and down your spine. Praise God. Why? Because we're getting just a little closer. We're realizing, praise God, a work of God that He was performing. Praise God, that He was still in the soul-saving business. He was still fulfilling that. Praise God, old sinners could come up and look over into the city. Amen. You know what's wrong with most churches today? We're not lifting each other up so we can get a peek of the city. Amen. We get to lifting each other up, praise God, just a little higher. Amen. Praise God. And do like old Paul did. He got to looking over into the city. He got looking over into a far country. Praise God. When they let him back down, Lord, hallelujah, he was a stirring souls. Amen. I'm looking for a far city. Praise His holy name. I'm looking for a place that's made new. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 about being that new place. Amen. Verse 22, he said that you put off concerning the former conversation. Now he's talking about here the manner of life in which we lived. As old Brother Bill used to always say, if you've been saved, there's not a change, then there's not a chance. Amen? When God, something big as the Holy Ghost, God moves inside your heart, praise God, there's a change takes place. Amen. Amen. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit, now watch this, of your mind. Amen. The mind is something the devil likes to play around in. Amen. The devil likes to, amen, he likes to put patches on you and make you think you're all right. The first of the year, at the end of the year, you'll turn over a new leaf. Amen? You'll make a New Year's resolution. We'll make promises that we never intend to keep. Amen? But he says, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart, he said, you got to put out that old man. I pray God, listen. He said, that old man's like a garment that we wear. He said, we got to take that old garment and we got to get shed of it. Now listen, I know we're fond of it. I know sometimes we get old garments and we get to wear them when about the time they get at the raggedest, that's about time they get comfortable. Amen. I got a pair of shoes at the house that just about wore out. They flop on your feet. My wife said, why don't you get rid of them? I said, because they're comfortable. I like to wear them. I got an old jacket at the house that I like to wear. It's got kind of tattered and worn. Praise God, but I like to wear it because it's comfortable. This old flesh, we've got it. And we wear it, and we get comfortable in it. Praise God, it needs patching. It needs to be mended. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty. He said, you don't have to wear that old garment. He said, you take it off. You put it away. You get shed of it. He said, I'll give you a new garment. He said, I'll clothe you, praise God, with the righteousness of God. No need for patches. But this old flesh likes patches, don't it? Amen. The old garments, that old jacket I got, I had one I wore for a long time. It was kind of nylon liner and stuff, Brother Jeff, and I got too close to a muffler one day. Amen. Burned a hole in it about that big, about right there. I kept wearing that thing, and it got to missing. Now, my wife tried to play God. She took that garment and got rid of it for me. I happened to go to throw the garbage away, and I seen something that looked familiar. That was my old jacket, my garment. I dug that thing out, and I shook it off, and I put it on. And I thought that had to have been an accident. Because there's no way in the world that she would have got rid of this. This is like an old friend. Amen. But you know what? My wife was thinking more logical than I was. Because see, that thing that only had a hole here, but it had a hole here and another hole here. And when you was out, when it got real cold, it was kind of airish. Kind of like it had air conditioning. Now the only way that you could have fixed that would have been patched it. And then it would have looked patched. But God Almighty don't patch us, praise God. God says, just take out that old. Now, I want to say, praise God, this morning, listen to me. It's a voluntary thing. Amen. God won't force you to change garments. God won't force you to take out off that old outfit and put on a new one. But God Almighty, through Paul, said, listen, said, if you'll take that old garment off, that old manner of life which is lived, and you'll trust God for a new one, he said, he won't patch you up. He won't put you on some patches, but he said, he'll give you a brand new coat. Amen. Amen. Hey, just think about it. The new one looks better. Amen? The new one looks better. And I guarantee it smells better. Some of us is rotten. Amen? Kind of like that coat was. I drug it out of trash. Amen? It done took on the smell of a trash can. That's all like a whole lot of our lives are. But God said, I'll take you out of the trash heap. I won't patch you up, but praise God, I'll put a new outfit on you. Amen. Renewing of your mind, praise God. You know what? You know when sin comes into our lives? I'm going to hurry, I'm done. When sin comes into our life and we allow our mind to entertain thoughts that shouldn't be there. Amen. We all think things that we shouldn't, right?
Amen.
Amen. Things, the devil runs things by you. This old flesh sees things go by and things come to our mind. But what we got to do, praise God, do like Miss Geraldine says all the time, just shut her eyes, say, Jesus, 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 and let it go on by. Amen. Praise God. You say, what are you doing? You're taking off the old coat, and you're putting on the new. You're not patching up, praise God, but you're getting a new one, praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Verse 24, Ephesians 4, it says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. He said, God takes you and He takes off that old garment. He takes the old coat off of you and He puts on a new outfit, praise God. So the inward man, praise God, it's renewed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to make the outward man look better. We said this morning when you come in, you know, smile, because it takes less energy to smile than it does to frown. Amen. And we said that. I say that all the time, but praise God, it ought to be something that's prevalent on child of God. We ought to be smiling. We ought to be rejoicing who God's made us and created us to be. That He's given us a blessed hope. Praise God. He's put aside these things. And God Almighty said, I'm not going to patch you up. He said, I'm going to make you new. Why is that? Because what we read in the book of Revelations in your hearing, praise God, He said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, God's a speaking this, so praise God, we can believe it. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself, not another, amen, God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Is God of heaven your God today? One you trust in, rely on, depend on? Praise God, He can make you new. So God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Amen. God said, I'm not going to patch you up. I'm not going to get you through. I've had a lot of patches. I've had a lot of getting through, ain't you? Get through by the old proverbial skin of your teeth, just trying to make it through. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, we put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work of Calvary, the shed blood that was shed on across the Calvary, praise God. He said, it is finished, so that we might be made new. God didn't compromise. And God didn't skimp, Brother Chris, when it come to me and you. But praise God, He sent the very best He had to pay the price of sin so that we could put off the old clothes and put on the new. Amen. We don't have to wear an old patched outfit. You don't have to live an old patched life. You know, I was telling you a story about the inner tube. I remember a day that I finally got enough money, Brother Jeff, to buy me a new inner tube. Got some birthday money or some Christmas money or something. Anyway, I finally got enough to purchase a new inner tube. I went in, that's big. Amen. I went into that True Value hardware store. And praise God, I was a little old bitty fella, but I felt like I was 10 foot tall. Had the money in my pocket. Amen. I went back there to where those patch kits and those inner tubes were. You know, you used to have a lot of them back in the old hardware store, didn't they? People relied on them. Now you go down to the tar shop and you just throw a new one on, don't think nothing about it. But I remember I went back there to that section where them patch kits and them tubes was. And I looked through and I knew exactly. Now listen to me. I knew exactly where my tube size was. Amen. Because I'd like to have one for a long time. So I didn't have to keep patching. And boy, I reached up there and I laid hands on that new tube. Praise God, I took that unto myself. And I walked up there and I laid that on the counter. And the clerk looked at me, rung that thing up, and he said, this is what it cost. $2.50 and some change. And I reached into my pocket and I put, because I had it. Amen. I laid it out there just like Jesus did His life for me and you. And I took that new tube and I took it to the house. And I took that old tar and I slipped one side of it off and I eased that tube up in there ever so carefully. Run my finger up around inside that, make sure they wasn't no thorns or thistles that would stick into that new tube. Amen. Why? Because it was new. That's what God does for me and you, praise God. He gets rid of all the old so He can put in new. Amen. I slid that thing in there and I took my time And I worked that tube back around there real careful with that old Craftsman screwdriver, that great old big one that Daddy had, so I didn't poke that new tube, make a hole in it. I want to say God's just as careful with me and you today, praise God, as I was putting that new tube in there. Praise God, He's a working on us, and we're a work in progress, and He's just as careful as an architect, praise God, making us as new as we can be for His glory. Why? Because God said, I'm not going to do patches. He said, I'm going to make you new. Why is that? So that one day He can present us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. One of these days, we will be His people. And He'll be our God. Why? Because He has made us new. No patches. No patches.